This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 22nd, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next two matters on our agenda, the agency procedure following the submission of probable cause briefs by the Office of General Counsel and the draft advance notice of proposed rulemaking for internet communication disclaimers, are being held over at the request of commissioners to our next meeting. We will take them up at that meeting for discussion and hopefully a vote. As many of you are aware, the commission has recently settled and the court issued a stipulated judgment in Kerry versus FEC. That case dealt with the National Defense PAC, a non-connected political committee, which sought to establish a separate account free of contribution limits or source prohibitions from which to make independent political expenditures. At this point, the commission intends to consider the issues raised by that case, along with those arising from SpeechNow and Emily's List decisions. And there's a lot of activity internally in the building on that front, and we're hopeful that we might be able to move forward with an NPRM sometime this fall on those topics. There are important issues there that we need to address, and I think we're all hoping that that is upon us at some point soon. In the meantime, the Commission is considering how it might provide some guidance for committees who want to follow in NDPAC's footsteps, given the state of current rules and reporting forms, which, of course, cannot be changed until we embark on a rulemaking. We hope to have something available very soon on that front, perhaps as early as next week. So I guess stay tuned. We're working to make sure that all of the details of reporting are worked out so that those who want to follow what NDPAC did and what the Kerry Court said it could do can also do that. That's all that I have. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters for the Commission?
Madam Chair, there is no additional business.
Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to go back to one of the first things that that you brought up at the beginning of the meeting, and that I also want to recognize Tony Herman, welcome him to the Commission. He brings a wealth of experience and tremendous legal skills to the position of General Counsel, and I think that he's going to do an excellent job, and want to welcome you on board as well. And I also want to take the opportunity to thank Chris Huey for the excellent service that he provided in the acting role of General Counsel for over a year. I was chairman at the time when we received notice from Tommy Duncan, our prior general counsel, that she would be leaving. And Chris, I don't know whether or not what he was thinking when we came to him and asked him to serve in the acting capacity. He probably maybe wished he'd been on vacation that week, but he willingly took on that job, which is not an easy job. There are a lot of different balls that you have to juggle all at once, and that was thrust upon him in rather short order. And I think he did a stellar job in that role. I always appreciated the responsiveness to whatever requests we had for information, for the calm demeanor by which he executed his responsibilities. And in an agency where things can sometimes run a little hot, I think a good cool head, someone who can really bring a degree of calmness and serenity to that office was a very valuable skill. And anyway, I just wanted to thank you personally for all the efforts that you've done over the last well over a year, and they were greatly appreciated.
Is there anything further? With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.